ויענדך נון גימל עמד א' עמא מל, it's a little after half of the עמוד before the lines start widening out. We're going on the Mishnah. Oma amar, nofal lefonov mikol akriya chaye. The share fell into the bear, mikol akriya chaye. Vamai neima keire gorem leik. Why is the balabar chaye? Let us attribute the hezik to the keire. And since the keire is a gromer, so no one should pay. Sai the Baal Koyre and Sai the Baal Abur. Oma Rav Shimi Barashi Homoni Rav Nosani. The Oma Baal Abur Hezeke Koavit. Kol Heiched Lei Efshe Lishtalumi Mahai Mishtala Mahai. So, we will, as the sugya progresses, we will see there's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. While let us learn the Gemara according to Rashi. Rashi is going to tell us in the Seif of the sugya that the Chachamim hold that if you have two shutfim in an afile b'seichaber, that means one was geirem the hapole, and the ber was geirem the hezek. So we'll see that Rashi holds, we attribute the iker hezek to the mapple. That's called the mesavev of the hezek. And we attribute kilo, the mapple was mazik through the ber. But we consider the maple the whole mazik. That is the shitas of the Chachamim. So therefore, according to the Chachamim, we have a tremendous problem. Why is the Baal Haber Chayiv? We should attribute the Hapola to the Baal Koire. Utake was Mesavav the Hapola. And therefore, no one should be chayiv. So, on that, the Gemara says, it goes according to Rav Nosson, the Omar Baal Haber Hezeke Ka'ovid, that Rav Nosson disagrees vehemently with Tishtik Torah, that we attribute the whole Hezek to the Mapple. He holds no. There's perhaps shutrim in the hezek. You have a mapil and a balaber, but the balaber is also considered a mazik, number one. But also the mapil is also a mazik. But there's a second svara. V'chol heiched lo yefshe lishtalumei mahai, mishtalei mahai. But if you can't be goyver from the maple, like in the case of our Mishnah, because the maple is a gromer, so therefore the Baal Haber will be responsible to pay for the whole hezek. That is the teretz of the kasha. The sanya, we learned in Abaraisa, Sher shedochav es chaveroi leboil, bal hasher chayev, bal haber potter. This is the svara of the Chachamim. The Chachamim hold that we attribute the whole hezek to the maple. Bal hasher chayev, bal haber potter. So, Memela, according to the Chachamim, we have a tremendous kasha from our Mishnah. A Mishnah says that the Malaber is Chayim, so a Mishnah cannot be going according to the Chachamim. Rabbi Nosson Noimer, Rabbi Nosson holds, Bal Hasher Mishalem Mechze, Ubal Aber Mishalem Mechze. Nosson holds they are equal Shutfim in the Hezek. The Sher made the Hapole, the Ber made the Hezek. So each one pays half. So the Vial, we just see one thing, we just see one thing from Rav Nosson, that Rav Nosson holds that the Baal HaBer Hezekeka of it. That there is a Svore, that the Baal HaBer should pay, when the Baal HaSher can't pay, the Baal HaBer pays his chalik, or in the case of our Mishnah, when the Baal Keira is potter to pay, so the Baal HaBer will pay for the chalik of the Keira, that we don't see yet from Rav Nosson. We just see that Al Kaponim, even though the Hapole was nistaved through someone else, the Boer is mechuyif to pay. No, the Sher is also mechuyif to pay. The Hosanya, let us just go a little further. We learned in Abaraisa, Rabbi Nosson Oimer, Baal HaBer Mishalim Gimel Chalokim, not Machze, Ubal HaSher Reviya. So the Gemara says, Loikashe, Hobetam, Hobimuit. Atam, if the share that was doichev chaveire lebeir was atam, so he only pays a revie. So then we see what he is not paying, the Baal HaBer pays. If the Baal HaSher is not capable of paying the whole hezik, so the Baal HaBer pays. So already we finished. I would just have to analyze what the lumdus of Rav Nosson is, but I'll kopon him. The Teretz is said already. Rav Nosson is the holds that Baal HaBer Hezekek Ovat. The Baal HaBer is making the Hezek. We don't attribute the Hezek to the Mapu. That's number one. So that is why the Baal HaBer is Mechuyev to pay. And that what the Baal HaBer pays for the whole Hezek, that's from the second Rav Nosson, because Rav Nosson says that a sheir tam that was mapel a bear, so the bear will pay 3/4 of the hezek. Now kochach, this is working with alumdes, kilechka lishtalumi mahai, mishtalum mahai. Now let us just see Rashi, when the lines get wide, to see that we had mentioned before, the Shitas Chachamim, May de Isli, Avo Rabbonon, Boso Mi Kora Osli. They look at the first Sibbe, or the Iker Sibbe, how the Sher got into the Baal. Visovri de Baal HaSher Kula Hezeka of it. They attribute the whole hezek to the Baal HaSher. That means it got into the Baal through the Sher. Hilkach, bimuit, if the Sher was a muit, Baal HaSher mishalim kulay. So he pays the whole hezek, because they attribute the whole hezek to the mapel. Ubetam, if the Sher HaDoichev is Atam, is Baal HaSher Mishalim Palge. So then he pays half of the Hezek. Upalge Mavsit. And the other half, the Baal HaBer is out of the Cheshbon completely. According to the Chachamim, it's not Hezek of it. It's not called I did the Hezek, he did the Hezek. We attribute the Hezek to the Mapel. So Memele, so Baal Asher Chayiv, that's what Chum is a Baal Asher Chayiv, he's Chayiv. If he's a Mood, he'll pay for the whole Hezek. If he's a Tam, he'll pay Chatsi Hezek. V'gabi Mas Nisin, Nami Bosa Kairos Linon, Ushneim Pturim. So Memele, so that is what, when that's what we said right in the beginning of the Sugya. V'neime Kaire Goram, so Moses, you're 100% right, according to the Rabbanon, you're 100% right, according to the Chachamim, no one will pay. Because the Kaire was Goyrim the Apollo, so Memele, so we attribute the Hezek to the Misaver the Apollo. Vosso mi ikara osli. I look what the Ikel Sibbe is, how it got into the boil. So Memele, so it's also a good kasha taket. But therefore we said our Mishnah is going according to Rabnosen. Memele, Rabnosen holds these two yesoides. Number one, Rabnosen holds that Baal HaBoer Hezek Yekovit. That's number one. Not the way the Chachamim said. The Omar Baal HaBoer Hezek Yekovit. So the Baal HaBoer is also responsible. And even though we cannot be goive from the Baal Koire, because it's a grome, Choleiche Deloi Efsha, Lishtalu me mehai, mishtalu mehai. Let us see Rashi. Baal HaBoer Hezeka Ovid, Kloima, Besoich Sheloi Nimtza Hanezek. Let us, we'll talk about this Rashi later. Rashi just wants to say, okay, we'll come back to this Rashi. Kloima besoich sheloi nimtza hanesek. V'chol heiche deloi efsha lishtalume mikoire. And if we can't be goive from the koire, the koil groma balmahu, mishtalume nei the balabek, so we'll mourn from the Baal HaBoer. Baal HaBoer Potter. The Chachamim hold that the Baal HaBoer is Potter. Bein Shehasher Hanizik Shoyte. Bein Shehu Pekeach. The Omale Baal HaBoer, he loved Turach Loi Nofal. That means this is the Bosom Ikore. That means the whole Nefila of the Shoer is because of the Tchife of Yosher. So Memele, so the Baal HaBoer is Potter, Sayyid Sashoite, which a Baal HaBoer is always chayiv on a shoyte, but over here it fell because of your tchife, ilav turach leinofal. V'hai dechife maise biyodayim havoi, v'loi grome. Now this tchife is a maise biyodayim havoi v'loi grome. Now, with Davoini, I didn't understand what Rashi is coming to say over here. L'chaire, we could learn two ways. One way we could learn that Rashi is saying why the Baal HaBoer is chayiv. We're going according to the Chachamim. Why is the Baal HaBoer, the Baal HaBoer is potter? Because Baal Ilav Turach Leinofel, we attribute the whole Nefila to the Deichev. Now that what Rashi is continuing, V'hai Dechifah Maisa B'Yadayim Havei V'Loi Gomeh, we could learn two ways. We could learn that Rashi is telling us why the Baal HaSher is Chayiv. The Chachamim say Baal HaSher Chayiv. Why is the Baal HaSher Chayiv? Because this is a Maisa B'Yadayim V'Loi Grome. The Sher pushed him in. That would be very good. No. But Rashi is going on the wrong Dibur HaMaschil. Rashi do... It said Baal HaSher Chayiv, Rashi didn't say anything about that. Baal HaBor Potter. Rashi is going about Baal HaBor Potter. Vaitchiva Mais Vidayim Avoy V'Loi Groma L'Chayre. If Rashi is explaining why the Baal HaSher is Chayiv, so Rashi should have explained why is the Baal HaSher Chayiv and why by us is the Koyre Potter. Because this is a Maise B'Yadayim and this is a Groma. But then we don't have a Dibur HaMaschil on this Rashi. Now if we will say that Rashi means to tell us a reason why the Baal HaBor is Potter, because this is a Maisa B'Yadayim, we attribute this to the Baal HaSher, because this is a Maisa B'Yadayim, the Loi Grome, so then we're in hot water, so why can't... So then Rashi is saying the whole reason the Baal HaBor is Potter, only because it's a Maisa B'Yadayim. Then I attribute the Iker Hezek to the Doichev. But if it would be a Grome, then I'd be Vaita Mechayev, the Baal HaBor. So why do you say it's going according to Rav Nosson, can go according to the Chachamim also? So I don't understand too well what this Rashi is saying. And Rav Moshe, the Chuvis would seem he's going by the Sher is Chayiv. That's what Rashi is explaining. So that's called, he was the Mazik. Not Pshad is that the Boir is Mazik. It's called, I'm a Mazik. So Rashi is going by the Baal HaSher is Chayiv. Rabbi Nosson Noimer, Baal HaBor Mishalim Mechtzem. So Rashi says, Sherei ben Shneim himisu, because what's this cheshbon of each one paying half? Because there were two shutfim in the hezek. There were two shutfim in the hezek. Afilu havi sher hanizik pikeyach. Afilu, if the sher hanizik was a pikeyach, chayev, so the Baal HaBor is chayev. The leka lemeime iboy le iyuni yamezel dochaveroi dochfoy. So Rashi says, according to Rav Nosson, that the Baal HaBor is mishalem machze, it doesn't matter if the sher that was nitchaf leBor is a pikeyach, or he's a shaita, because the whole lumdis of Iboy Leili Yuni Yomezel does not apply here, because he was pushed into the boil. Let us just see the third Tosfos. Ubal HaBor Mishalei Mechtze. So Tosfos is chaylik on Rashi. B'shaita. We're speaking about b'shoite oy mahalach balayla koma. Di'i b'pikeyach b'yoyim otanina leol depoto. So Rashi, so Taisu says, the boyer that pays machze is only by a shoite, not by a pikeyach. Not the way Rashi says. Frek Taisu is, no, maybe you'll say I'm wrong. Ani milik shenayful ma'atzmai. The way Rashi seems to be saying over here, when a sher pikeach falls in by itself, so then the din is that he's potter. Avolei leyuni, avolei pilu acherim chayev. Im kain, So Zaktaisis, if that would be so, Kshenoifel nami me'atzme lechayiv, t'tchilosoi b'pshiye pen yipol al yedei shvorim, v'soife boines chayiv. Zaktaisis, if you'll say that a boir is chayiv an a shepi keyach, when it's pushed in, so that means every person who digs a boir is a poisheya. That means we have to understand, you make a boir b'shus harabim, there's a lot of shvorim that walk in the shus harabim. And a shoyer did not get a degree on edelkeit, so you have to understand it's very olol that one shoyer can push in the other shoyer into a boir. I mean, so l'chayre, if you'll tell me, hey, nechanami, that's ikha possible, and that's why, if a shoyer pushed in a shoyer pikeyach, so the Baal HaBoyer is chayiv, because you have to understand the Shvarim going in Shus HaRabim, and your Boyer is a takola for a Shepikeach, it can be pushed in. So if you say the Baal HaBoyer is chayiv when Asher pushes him in, so afilu Asher doesn't push him in, so he should be chayiv al tchilose bibshiye v'seif eboin. So why does it say in the Mishnah that a Asher Pikeach is potter? So I would just like to say, and this machloikis, Rashi and Tosfos says that a Asher Pikeach, your potter afilu dochvoi chaveire leboir, and Rashi says, Asher pikeich yechayv evdochvoi. So dachsemir, the machloikis is, what the ptur is of iboile liyune yomezel. What is pshat in this ptur? Rashi learned the ptur is a ptur of iyud azik anafshe. That means, iyud azik anafshe, you could have looked, you were careless, so I'm not responsible for the hezik. That is the Sibis HaPtur. So Rashi says, not as a Ptur Onus. The Ptur is Iyud Azik Anafshe. I'm not responsible for the Hezik because you are Masik yourself. So Memele, so Rashi says, but if Asher was Deichev him into a bird, so it wasn't Iyud Azik Anafshe. It's not, I was pushed in. So Memele, Yuchayev. Forget, it's something to expect. It's not a ptur onus. It's a ptur, but if the sheir walked alone, he would ask a navshe, a sheir pikeach bayoyim. That's why Rashi holds that dochvoi otaki bichay, because there's no he would ask a navshe. Taisvis learns pshat that the ptur of a sheir pikeach is I'm an onus. I never expected that this would occur, that a Asher Pikeach will fall into my bush. Asher is normally very careful. So I'm an onus in the Hezek. So Taisvah says, so if you'll say when it's pushed in, you're a Pesheya, so then it's Tilos HaBibshiya V'Seifei Boines. That's why Taisvah, that's L'Chayr L'Machloik is Chashi in Taisvah. Abal Kaponim, so Taisvah holds the Ptur of Asher Pikeach Zapturonus. So, you always potter by Asher Pikeach, Ela Kochoch, Asher Pikeach Nishmar Yofe, Asher Pikeach is very careful, Umisrachi Kolkach Mina Bersh Ein Shvorem Achem Yechem Lapile Besoichem. That means that's what Taisu says. He said that's Kaitz Asher Pikeach. Asher Pikeach is not a tightrope walker. That's a tight Asher Pikeach. Asher Pikeach stays away from a boy with a 10-foot pole. So Memele, Asher Pikeach, I'm always an onus. It's nothing that the Baal HaBoyer should have expected. It's as if that should, it's not, it's unexpected. Because Lahavle Lasuki Adaite, Asher Pikeach never goes close to a bear. If Asher Pikeach does go close to a bear and falls in, that's an honest Lahavle Lasuki Adaite.
So Mela, that's why Tosfos holds that a filu doch foile boyer, I'm also potter. I mean, this is Amalei Sukkiy Abayte. Usually Shvorim stay, Shvorim Pikrim stay 10 feet away from a boyer. That's the Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. So now the Gemara asked Astira in Rav Nosson. One place, Rav Nosson said that the Baal HaSher is Mishtala Machtze, and the Baal HaBoyer pays Machtze. So, in another place, Rav Nosson said the Baal HaBoyer pays 3/4. Oh, so the Gemara says, Oh, Betam, Baal HaSher Mishalam Revi'e. The time of Meforish Lekameh, Habimuit, the Mechayiv Nezek Sholem, Muit, you pay Nezek Sholem, according to Rav Nosson, the Chol Chad Mishalem Machze, Mimonavshech. Now Rashi's going to go into a Shaila, what the Gemara is going to delve with soon. Itavayu, Kuli Ezekovid, if we will assume, that everyone is kula zeikovit, which means al yedei chad minayu nami mayis. That means I have here a dchifa of a shoyl. I have here an afila in a boil. So if we assume that each one is really responsible for the whole hezek, that means mitzad the dchifa from the shoyr afila, there wouldn't be a boyer here. The shoyr would have died because the dchifa alone was bekoyach to be made Mr. Shoyr. Mitzad the afila, besides the dchifa, it also would have died, the boyer. So hashte the ovi tavayu, mishalem kol chad palge. So each one will pay half, because each one is a mazik sholem, a kula zeikovit, so memela, so you have two mazikim that made one hezik, so they split up in the tashlum. I kol chad v'chad palge zeikovit, if you will say palge zeikovit, so it's also good why each one pays half. My David Mishalem, the Muetu. So Memele, each one made half a Hezek. So that's why, and the Muet pays whatever he did, Nezek Sholem. So Mele, if you hold Palgezek Ovad, so each one should pay Chatzin Nezek. So Memele, so we understand Pshad in Rav Nosson, that by a Muad, each one pays Chatzin Nezek, either as Haikula Zeikovit, Haikula Zeikovit, or Haipalga Zeikovit, by Palga Zeikovit. But now the Gemara is going to speak about a Tam. Ubetam Maikosova. What does Rav Nosson hold by a Tam? By Amud we have no problems, that each one pays Chatzin Nezek Mamonavshech. Ubatam Maikosov, what does he hold by a Tam? Ikosov Haikula Zeka Ovid, Haikula Zeka Ovid, Haimishalim Palge, Haimishalim Palge. So the Gemara says, if he holds that since Mitzad, each Shutef, there could have been a complete Hezek, mitzad the dechif of the shoyer, it would have gotten killed without the boyer. Besides the boyer, without the dechif of the shoyer, also would have gotten killed. So why does Rav Nosson say that the shoyer pays a revi'e? L'chayre, each one is a mazik sholem. So memele, the shoyer should pay Chatzin Nezek al Tam, L'maisa haikula zeka ovid, l'maisa, we have to be done ki ilu dal the bear mehoche. If there wouldn't be a bear also, the share would have made the complete hezek. So let the tam pay chatzi nezek. Hai mishalim palgim, v'hai mishalim palgim. V'ikosova hai palgezeka ovet, v'hai palgezeka ovet. And if Rav Nosson holds that if you have a hezek mishitefes, we consider ki'ilu half of the hezek was done by each party. So then, is Baal HaBor mishalem palge. So the Baal HaBor should pay half, because he made half a nezik, and whatever he did, he pays nezik shalom, so he should pay chatzi nezik. Ubaal HaShor revia. The Baal HaShor, if he only made half a nezik, and he's a tam, she should pay revia. Ve'idach riva mavsit. And the other revia, he should, the nizik should lose. If you hold palgez eka ovad, so there's no reason for the Baal HaBor to pay 3/4. And if you hold kulas eka ovad, there's no reason for the Baal HaShor to pay 1/4. He should pay 1/2. He made the whole nizik. And then the Shertam pays Chatzi Nezek. So we don't understand Rav Nosson. Omar Rove, so Rove said, Rabbi Nosson, Dainohu, V'nochis lo'umke didine. Rav Nosson, Fakad, you can't understand Rav Nosson, Shitri is dick, you have to go into the oimik of the Shaila, and then you'll understand the lomdus of Rav Nosson. La'olam kosova haikula zeikova v'haikula zeikova. Really, Rav Nosson holds each one is responsible for the whole hezek. You're right. The sheir mitzad the chifosoi was roi lohomis chaveroi. The boyer mitzad nefilosei beboyer is roi lohomis. So Memela, each one mitzad pshi osoi should be responsible for the whole hezek. Udik akashelach, but you asked akashe lishalem hai palge v'hai palge. So you asked if that's the case. So the sheir tam should pay chatzi nezek. It's responsible for the whole hezek, and that tam pays chatzi nezek. Mishum da omalei balasher le balaber, because the balasher comes to the balaber, shut fusoi mai ahanyeli. He comes in tainis to him that that's true, kula zeikova, but I have a shutif who also made the whole hezek. So why should I pay chatzi nezik, which is the whole tashlumim, and you pay chatzi nezik, which is half of the tashlumim? When it comes, let's see what Rashi says. So the Gemara says, "Hai mishalem." Hai mishalim palge, v'hai palge, kivin the Baal HaShor nam mikula zeka ovet, v'shor tam mishalim chatzi nezik shuoise, you pay half of the nezik that you made, you killed the shor, kula zeka ovet, so you should pay chatzi nezik. V'iko sova, hoyil ushneyem osu yachat, since it was done together, Hai palga ovet, v'hai palga ovet. Since it was done together, so each one made a chatzi nezik. U'mishem hochi shor revi'ahu de mishalem.
Let us just mention what the lumbus is of high palgazek of it, by palgazek of it. Rab Shimon says pshat as follows. Rab Shimon Ashar Yosher says, if you have a shoyer that mitzad dechifosai was loy lahomis shir chaveri. You have a boyer mitzad de mitzad nefilosai beboyer was roy lahomis. So you have two sibis that are roy lahomis. But lemaise, when the shoyer that got killed, did he get killed twice? There's no such thing. He didn't get killed twice. He got killed once. That's for sure. He got killed once. There's no, he didn't die twice. He got killed once. So if he got killed once, so al kochoch, the misa came about, beshutvis the boyer and the shoyer. You can't say that the shoyer killed him completely or the boyer killed him completely, because since he got killed once, there's erev koiches in his misa, so both were mishtatev in his misa. See, you can't say that each one killed him. So that's the svara of palge hezekia ka'avad. In the hezek bepoil, lemaise, the hezek, the hezek that the shoyer got genizik, or the misa that the shoyer died, came bepoil half through the shoyer and half through the boyer. That's the lumbus of palgezek of it. We had mentioned once, Rab Shimon says, amoyre de kezach, the halacha is that if a shoyer, if a behem is geshochten by a yid and by a goy, two people are holding the sakin, and they both say 1, 2, 3, and they shecht the behemoth. So it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that it's a posel shechita. So Rab Shimon is mevayer, but Emerson, there's no psul of a goy. A goy can't be matter. You need a bar zviche to be matter. But, so I don't have a koyach mitzad the goy shechita. I don't have a koyach to be matted. Fine, I don't. But the yid also shechted. So why doesn't the behemah become nitter al yedei? The yid shechted. The guy, there's no poisel of the guy. The guy can be matter. Good, so you're not matter, I matter. So Rab Shimon, because let's look at the other side of the sakin. The behemah was not geshochten twice. It was geshochten the whole shechita. It was nishchat to Erev Koiches. The shchita lemaise that took away the chiyus of the behemah was a shchita with Erev Koiches. A chelik was from a bar zviche. A chelik was from a lav bar zviche. So meile, that's why the behemah is not kosher to eat. Because it was not shochten completely through a bar zviche. So this is the svar of Haipal Gezeikovit, Lemaise. The shoyer was not killed through one koyach. Lemaise was killed through Erev Koiches. So Memele, so the Gemara said, if that's the case, Saibazoi, so Baal shoyer the Tamu, Shalom Revi'a. Ubala bear the muetu Lushalam Palge. Veidoch mafsid nizik. And let the nizik, if I say Lamaisa, each one made half a hezik, so Lamaisa let the nizik be mafsid the other quarter. So the Gemara said as follows. Rab Nosson is a dying beard lomke de dine. Rab Nosson abbesen hoye bemesaches hoyrius besaifer. So first the Gemara says that could be Yod Kulezek of it. Since mitzad the pu'ula of the shoyer and the boyer, so the owners are responsible for what the shoyer and boyer did, because they were pesheya in a mazik, that mitzad maisov was bekoyach to kill the shoyer. So there's a svara of kulazek of it, that each one is responsible for the whole hezek, since
even though Bepoil, it only was Masa Kef, but Al Koponim, he was Pishay and his Behemoth that did Apula, which was Bekoyach to create the whole Ezek. So he asked Akashe, say Bezoy, why by Atam does he pay a quarter? Let him go and pay, since he's, if you hold Kula Zeka of it, so look, it's Kilu, my Shoyer killed this Shoyer, Mitzad de Chifosai, and so you should pay Chatzinezek al Tzatam. So the Gemara says, because the Bala Shoyer can tie it to the Bala Boyer, Shutvesoi, my Yahanali, what benefit am I deriving from my Shutev? Belav shutvis nami palgohu de mishalamna. Without my shutev, I also would pay a half. Altstam. Vekivin the bala ber nami kule zeke of it. You made kule zeke. Is mishalem gimul chalokim. So therefore you should pay gimul chalokim. That means that this is a shutif in the chiyu, in the tashlumim. We should share the tashlumim. Just like the Bala Boyer does not pay the whole hezek, even though kula zeik of it, because there's a shutif to share the tashlumim. So my chiyuv tashlumim, which is chatzi nezek, I should also not pay the whole chatzi nezek, because I have a shutif to share in the tashlumim. So that's one mahalach in the Gemara. Iboy yiseima. Now the Gemara says another mahalach. Lo'ilom kasova could be, Rav Nosson holds, hay palge zeikovit, vay palge zeikovit. That we look bepoil, the shoyer was killed through Irev Koiches, through the shoyer and the boil. So he asked Akasha, if that is the case, Udeka Kashaloch, Balaber Mishalem Palge, Ubalasher Mishalem Revia, let it in be Alf Palge Hezeke. So let the Balaber pay half, Palge Zeke of it. Let the Sher pay a Revia, because Palge Zeke of it, and he's a Sher Tam. Ve'idach riva nafsit, and the other quarter the nizik should lose. Mishum da'amalei bala shoyer lebala boyer, anotu roi bebirach ashkechisei. The bala shoyer tells the bala boyer, take palge zeke kovet. But anotu roi bebirech ashkechisei. I found my share, my dead share, in your boy. At ketalte, you killed the share. My de isli lishtalume mehayech mishtalamna. Whatever I can mon from the share, I'll mon, which is a quarter. My delesli lishtalume mehayech mishtalamba mimach. But I can't mon from him, I'll mon from you. Which is a very difficult concept to understand. But let us see Rashi. Rashi says, at kitalte b'seich shaloch matzosiv. That means Rashi is saying you should take this with a grain of salt. Napshat is at ketalte. B'seich shaloch matzosiv. I found the shayr in your boil. And that's l'cheir the Rashi, that Rashi said bala boir ezeke ovid kloima b'seich shaloi nimtza hanezik. So it seems Rashi is going with this second svarah. And this is a svarah that The Baal HaBur pays for the whole Nezik, which we have to understand. It's a very difficult concept to understand. We say, Hai Pal Gezeik Ovid, Hai Pal Gezeik Ovid. Bafal Pikain, the Baal HaBur pays 3/4 of the Nezik. So let us see the bottom Tosfos. Loilam kasova hai pal geniska. Ano toroi bebirech ashkechise. I found the share in your boil. The imtaima frektoisves, given the bal pal geniska ovat. If you say pal geniska, mas forizu, the mishum da ashkeche bebir mishalm yoisemi mashizik. What kind of svar is this? That means you found your boil dead, you found your share boil, your share dead in my boil, but I only made a chatzi nezek. Why should he pay 3/4? V'hoya roitze lira forage. So the re wanted to say pshat, tohochi kama. Hai palge ezeka ovid ba'ome. That means that if you'd have a case not by boil, you'd have a case tushvorim, would be mazik. Kigoin b'shnei shvorim sheiziku. Then I say that you mean two shvorim were negeach a third shor b'masachas. So then I say hai pal gezei kovet vai pal gezei kova. Avol hoche b'shor shedochav chaveiro lebor. Haber kulei ezeika ovat, kidoma ad ketaltei, de bebirech ashkechisei, lekach mai de lesli lishtalumi minei mishtalam no minoch. So the Ri wanted to say, lechere as follows. He wanted to say a svore that, lechere, Ad ketalta means like this. When you have two shvorim on a geach, a third share, we will clear a shaila, how did this middle share get killed? So we say, because we have an impact from the right share, an impact from the left share, each one was a sibe to kill. These two impacts killed the middle share. So each one is palgas a kovit. That means he died because if we would watch how the Yitzis Neshama was of the middle share, the impact was Goyim that it should die. So we have an equal impact. So it's each one, the Hezek is Pal Gezeka Kovet. But over here, when the share was Doichev, Chaveiroi Bipoer, Lemaise, if there'd be a wall there, so the share that would be doich, it would have killed him with the impact. But Lemaisa, there was no wall. Lemaisa, what happened? It fell into the boil. Let's say just for practical purposes, we say a boil is chayev als hevel. So Lemaisa, this share died because of the hevel. If there wouldn't have been a boil, would have died of, that's if it wouldn't. But Lemaisa, there was a boil here. Lemaisa, the boil killed him completely. The maisa, the shayr hadoicha was only a vehicle that brought him into the boil. But the maisa, the misa was through the boil. That was the maisa. So Taisvus wants to say, anotoroi bebirech ashkachte means that the maisa, even though all over, if you have equal mazikim, I say each one is a half a mazik, haipalgezeke kovit, But over here, since you have a boy and a shayr, lemaisa the boy was the maimis. So the lemaisa, the whole misa came out through the hevel of the boy. So pshat is, so the boy is kulazek of it. That's the lomdis anot toroi bebirach eshkachte. Avalocha b'sher shadocha chaveir l'boy haboy kulazek of it.
dem at getalt de bebir geschkart le kach mai de lasli shtalum mi nem shtalam na minach ve khaza bayri mi perish de sabat de savei nais pshat per yet kharot de im kein muet le rabnos what's the din by a muet a muet each one pays machze a mai mishala machze ki heiche if you're telling me that the Balaboyer is Kulei Azeik of it. And the Balashoyer is Palge Azeik of it. That's what you told me, Lamaise. So why doesn't the Boyer pay Nezek Sholem? Because he is a